Reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, Chapter 6, The Liberation of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Early the following morning, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to see Lord Jagannath in the temple, and he saw the Lord rise from his bed. The priest there presented him with garlands and prasadam that had been offered to Lord Jagannath. This pleased Chaitanya Mahaprabhu very much. Carefully tying the prasadam and garlands in a cloth, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu hastened to the house of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. He arrived at the Bhattacharya's house a little before sunrise, just when the Bhattacharya was arising from bed. As Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya rose from bed, he distinctly chanted, "Krishna, Krishna." Lord Chaitanya was very pleased to hear him chant the holy name of Krishna. The Bhattacharya noticed Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu outside, and with great haste he went to him and offered him prayers and to his lotus feet. The Bhattacharya offered a carpet for the Lord to sit upon, and both of them sat there. Then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu opened the prasadam and placed it in the hands of the Bhattacharya. At that time, the Bhattacharya had not even washed his mouth, nor had he taken his bath or finished his morning duties. Nonetheless, he was very pleased to receive the prasadam of Lord Jagannath. By the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all the dullness in the mind of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was eradicated. After reciting the following two verses, he ate the prasadam offered to him. Sukshmam pariyusapan vapi nittam va duradeshita prapti matrena bhoktavyam natra kalavacharana. The Bhattacharya said, one should eat the mahaprasadam of the Lord immediately upon receiving it, even though it is dried up or stale or brought from a distant place. One should consider neither time nor place. Nadesha niyatam tatra nakala niram stata praptam manam drutam shishtar bhoktavyam harirabravit. The prasadam of Lord Krishna is to be eaten by gentlemen as soon as it is received. There should be no hesitation. There are no regulative principles concerning time and place. This is an order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Prabhupada explains in his purport that both of these verses are quoted from the Padma Purana. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who was very pleased to see this, He became ecstatic in love of Godhead and embraced Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. The Lord and the servant embraced each other and began to dance. Simply by touching each other, they became ecstatic. As they danced and embraced, spiritual symptoms manifested in their bodies. They perspired, trembled, and shed tears, and the Lord began to speak in his ecstasy. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, today I have conquered the three worlds very easily. Today I have ascended to the spiritual world. Here is Srila Prabhupada's purport. The goal of human perfection is stated here in brief. One has to surpass all the planetary systems of the material universe, pierce through the covering of the universe, and reach the spiritual world, known as Vaikuntha Loka. The Vaikuntha Lokas are variegated spiritual planets situated in the Lord's impersonal bodily effulgence, known as the Brahma Jyoti. One may aspire to elevate himself to a heavenly planet within the material world, such as the moon, the sun, or Venus. But if one is spiritually advanced in Krishna consciousness, he does not wish to remain within the material universe, even in a higher planetary system. Rather, he prefers to penetrate the covering of the universe and attain the spiritual world. He can then be situated in one of the Vaikuntha planets there. However, the devotees under the guidance of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu aspire to reach the topmost spiritual planet, known as Goloka Vrindavan, the residence of Lord Sri Krishna and his eternal associates. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continued, I think that today all my desires have been fulfilled because I see that Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya has acquired faith in the Mahaprasadam of Lord Jagannath. Indeed, today you have undoubtedly taken shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna, and Krishna, without reservation, has become very merciful toward you. My dear Bhattacharya, today you have been released from material bondage in the bodily conception of life. You have cut to pieces the shackles of the illusory energy. Today your mind has become fit to take shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna, because, surpassing the Vedic regulative principles, you have eaten the remnants of food offered to the Lord. When a person takes shelter of the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, without reservation, the unlimited merciful Lord bestows his causeless mercy upon him. Thus he can pass over the insurmountable ocean of nescience. Those whose intelligence is fixed in the bodily conception, who think, I am this body, are fit food for dogs and jackals. The Supreme Lord never bestows his mercy upon such people. Here is Srila Prabhupada's purport. We'll read the first two paragraphs. The Supreme Lord never bestows his benediction upon those fixed in the bodily conception. As Krishna clearly states in the Bhagavad Gita 1866, Savadamam Pratyaja Mamekam Sharanam Vaja Aham Tvam Sava Pape Bhyo Mokshishami Mahasucha. Abandon all varieties of religion and just surrender unto me. I shall deliver you from all sinful reactions. Do not fear. The verse that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu quoted, the verse I just read, Srimad Bhagavatam 2742, explains the meaning of Sri Krishna's statement. Krishna bestows his causeless mercy upon Arjuna just to get him out of the bodily conception. This was done at the very beginning of the second chapter of the Bhagavad Gita verse 213, where Krishna says, Dehenosmin yata dehe komaram dovaram jara. In this body there is an owner, and one should not consider the body to be the self. This is the first instruction to be assimilated by a devotee. If one is under the bodily conception, he is unable to realize his true identity and engage in the loving devotional service of the Lord. Unless one comes to the transcendental position, he cannot expect the causeless mercy of the Supreme Lord, nor can he cross over the vast ocean of material existence, of material nescience. Lord Krishna confirms this in the Bhagavad Gita 7:14. Mame vaye pupadnyante mayam etan tarantite. Without surrendering unto the lotus feet of Krishna, one cannot expect release from the clutches of Maya, the illusory energy. According to Srimad Bhagavatam 10.2.32, Mayavadi sannyasis who falsely think of themselves as liberated from the clutches of Maya are called vamuktamanina. Actually, they are not liberated, but they think they have become liberated and have become Narayan himself. Although they have apparently realized that they are not their material body, but spirit soul, they nonetheless neglect the duty of the spirit soul, which is to render service to the Supreme Soul. Therefore, their intelligence remains unsanctified. Unless one's intelligence is sanctified, one cannot apply it to understanding devotional service. Devotional service begins when the mind, intelligence, and ego are completely purified. Mayavadi sannyasis do not purify their intelligence, mind, and ego, and consequently, they cannot engage in the service of the Lord or expect the causeless mercy of the Lord. Although they rise to a very high position by executing severe austerities and penances, they still hover in the material world without the benediction of the Lord's lotus feet of the lotus feet of the Lord. Sometimes they rise to the Brahman effulgence, but because their minds are not completely purified, they must return to material existence. Continuing, after speaking to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya in this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned to his residence, and from that day on, the Bhattacharya was free because his false pride had been dismantled. From that day on, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya did not know anything but the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and from that day, he could explain the revealed scriptures only in accordance with the process of devotional service. Seeing that Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was firmly fixed in the cult of Vaishnavism, Gopinath Acharya, his brother-in-law, began to dance, clap his hands, and chant, Hari, 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 Hari. The next day, the Bhattacharya went to visit the temple of Lord Jagannath. But before he reached the temple, he went to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When he met Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Bhattacharya fell down flat to offer him respects. After offering various prayers to him, he spoke of his previous bad disposition with great humility. Then the Bhattacharya asked Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which item is most important in the execution of devotional service? The Lord replied that the most important item was the chanting of the holy name of the Lord. Srila Prabhupada's purport. There are 9 items to be executed in devotional service. These are enumerated in the following verse from Srimad Bhagavatam 7.5.23. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Parasevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Sakyam, Atmanivedanam. Hearing the glories of the Lord, chanting, remembering, serving the lotus feet of the Lord, offering worship in the temple, offering prayers, becoming a servant of the Lord, becoming the Lord's friend, and Savatma Navedana, offering oneself fully at the lotus feet of the Lord. These are the 9 devotional processes. In the nectar devotion, these are expanded into 64 items. When Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya asked the Lord which item was most important, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately answered that the most important item is the chanting of the holy name of the Lord. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. He then quoted the following verse from the Brihadnarada Purana, 38th chapter, verse 126, to confirm his statement. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Eva Kevalam, Kalo Nasteva, 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 Gatien Yata. In this age of quarrel and hypocrisy, the only means of deliverance is the chanting of the holy names of the Lord. There is no other way. There is no other way. There is no other way. I think we shall end here right now and continue very soon, Krishna willing. Hare Krishna.